Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered the mobilisation of border police and army reserves following a car ramming attack in Tel Aviv. One person was killed and seven injured before the assailant was shot dead. Earlier, as Yolande Nel explains, two women were killed in the occupied West Bank.
This was on the road in the Jordan Valley in the north of the West Bank. It seems that a gunman opened fire on a car which had these two British Israeli sisters. They came from another settlement to the south of the West Bank. They were driving with their mother, we understand, on holiday, for a Passover holiday, to the Galilee in the north of Israel. Their mother has been seriously wounded. Now, there's been no immediate claim of responsibility for either attack, although there have been praise for these attacks from Palestinian militant groups in the Gaza Strip.
Russian state media say the Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been charged with spying for the United States. The reports say he categorically denied the accusations. The Wall Street Journal has demanded Mr. Gershkovich's immediate release. Sarah Rainsford reports.
It's more than a week since the journalist Evan Gershkovich was arrested in Ekaterinburg, a move which his newspaper, The Wall Street Journal, has condemned and that the State Department has demanded be overturned. Mr. Gershkovich was detained whilst on a reporting trip in Russia and accused of spying. He's now been formally charged, although no evidence at all has been presented, and his friends and colleagues are sure he's been targeted for his journalism. Russia has crushed all independent local media in recent years, and when Vladimir Putin ordered the full-on invasion of Ukraine, he introduced tight censorship, making reporting from Russia far tougher, even for foreign correspondents there.
The New York Times says a new batch of classified documents has surfaced on social media, appearing to detail American national security secrets from Ukraine to the Middle East and China. The material was uploaded on Twitter and other sites a day after the Biden administration said it was investigating a potential leak of Ukrainian war plans. The Polish agriculture minister says Ukraine has offered to suspend grain exports to Poland after its cheaper grain angered farmers there. But Minister Robert Telus said the transit of Ukrainian grain through Poland will not be affected. Here's Adam Easton.
When Russia blockaded Ukraine's Black Sea ports, some feared the grain shortage could cause famine in traditional export markets in Africa. The EU was keen to use Poland as a new transit route, but the lack of storage and loading infrastructure required to handle the grain influx led to millions of tons remaining in the country. That grain was about half the price of locally produced grains and led to plummeting market prices and widespread anger among Polish farmers.
BBC News. The government of Chad has told the German ambassador to leave the country within 48 hours. A statement accused Ambassador Jan Christian Gordon Krieke of failing to respect diplomatic customs. It did not elaborate. Germany, along with other European countries, has expressed concern about Chad's delayed transition to civilian rule. The US Vice President Kamala Harris has met three Tennessee state lawmakers who were subjected to expulsion votes on Thursday. Two of them, both young black men, were expelled by the Republican supermajority for interrupting a debate to lead a gun control protest in the chamber. It followed a school shooting in Nashville that left three adults and three children dead. The vice president praised their actions.
They understood the importance, these three, of standing to say that people will not be silenced, to say that a democracy hears the cries, hears the pleas, who hears the demands of its people, who say the children should be able to live and be safe and go to school and not be in fear.
A Supreme Court judge in the United States has said he believed free and luxury trips he took with a billionaire Republican donor did not break disclosure guidelines. The non-profit news organization ProPublica reported earlier this week that Justice Clarence Thomas had accepted holidays from a real estate mogul for two decades. The FBI in the United States has apologised after agents on a training exercise at a hotel in Boston broke into the wrong room and detained an innocent man. Officers grabbed an off-duty airline pilot out of his bed, handcuffed him and put him in the shower, believing he was role-playing as a suspect. They interrogated him for almost an hour before realising their mistake. BBC News.